let's talk about Stormoyers. Very interesting. And if you know, weather here in North Texas, as we know, it can be very wicked.
Yes, it can.
Especially this time of year. Bill Ford, Corey Ford, and Mike Prendergast joining us live in the studio. They're with Storm Warriors. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, let's talk about Storm Warriors. Give us if you're not familiar, I know give us an idea of what you guys do.
Yeah, so our mission really is broken down into three parts. We warn communities. That's the first thing that we do, is we want to be there to give as many communities advance warning of severe, threatening, dangerous, deadly weather that may be moving into their counties or their communities. The second part of our mission is to assist, which is to render aid. So we're all trained in search and rescue, and we carry medical equipment, and we carry search and rescue equipment. So we stop and we render aid if people need help. We want to pull them out of the rubble. The third part of our mission is to help restore communities. We are really all about small town America, where nobody hears their stories. And so we love to go back to these small communities and listen to their stories, listen to how they created their community, and the stories are rich and they're deep, and we want to be a part of that. We want to help them rebuild and restore.
And Corey, this is Bill being your dad.
Yes.
He kind of got pulled in from a family.
Yes.
You had no choice, probably, right?
Yeah, growing up with your dad as a storm chaser, I mean, you get involved inevitably. I actually grew up terrified of storms as a little girl. I was the girl that every single night I would go into my parents' bedroom if I heard thunder, lightning, anything. I was terrified. And then one day when I was, I think, 15 years old, we had a tornado-worn storm coming to our house. And it was me and my dad. And he was like, we got to go. We got to get out here. There's a better place to be than here. So he pulled me into the storm car and we left, and he started to show me radar and images and how to see clouds and all this stuff. And I was hooked, and it actually pulled me in, and I was excited about learning about storms because I found that the more educated and the more aware I was of what was happening, the less fearful I was. So that's really how I got involved with storm chasing.
And Mike, explain how you got involved in,
sure,
in Storm Warriors.
I've been storm chasing for a number of years, and I've known Bill and another guy who's part of the team, Mike Casey, for about a couple years now. And so it's sort of out of mutual respect, I guess, for
a passion, for sure.
Absolute passion, absolute passion. So I've chased a few times with them, and last December, a couple days before Christmas, the three of us went out on a storm chase to Mississippi, and were there for a long track EF3 tornado. Just was right place at the right time. We were, but obviously,
and you forecast this stuff, don't you? Kind of,
yeah,
predict the general area.
Exactly. So we actually went out there, and the town that we stopped in, Clarksdale, we literally sat there for about an hour, and it formed, and we watched it form, and it came right at us, and we had to move because it was coming right. So we literally were in the path of the tornado about an hour before it even formed. So after all that, just Bill talked about this this vision he'd had for Storm Warriors. And
like, and I think, you know, getting the information out to people of how to save their lives, and Maddie Lou in the break was just telling you that you survived.
I did. One of the deadliest tornadoes in Alabama history, and one of the deadliest tornado days in the South. I think that day there is, and y'all may know more than I do, about 200-something tornadoes that went across the South. And right through Tuscaloosa, where the University of Alabama is, and it was my senior year, and we didn't believe it all day because it had been storming and raining, and Tuscaloosa gets a ton of, you know, tornado warnings or watches, and nothing ever happens. And so once you cry wolf so many times with a bunch of college kids, yep, and get their hopes up that finals are about to be canceled, they don't really listen. And thankfully, I was procrastinating like never before and was about to go to Smoothie King before heading to the library.
Of course.
The Smoothie,
right?
King that was
priorities,
completely blown away. And I think someone actually passed away like literally right next to it, and then about 15 people right behind it. And we went on our porch and we saw it coming directly at us. And I don't think I've ever run down a flight of stairs so fast before in my life, but it sounds exactly like a freight train. And you should all listen anytime. So now if there's any type of bad weather, I am, you know, mom.
You're paying attention now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Every time.
Now you've got these Storm Warrior rules and guidelines that you've laid out to help save someone's life. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, there are 7 rules that we talk about to help families stay safe. We really have, and it's all on our website, stormwarriors.tv. that families need to pay attention to. And your story is not like, unlike so many stories that we've heard, that they just didn't know what to do. So we've posted these on our website for families to learn how to be weather aware, number one. So we want to make sure that you understand when you walk outside that you know what the weather conditions are, because you've looked that morning and you've looked at the weather for your area or the direction you're traveling in, so you know what the forecast of the day is.
Now, do you suggest getting an app from a local weather outlet?
Absolutely. Everybody should have a radar app on their phone. Okay. Even something simple that's easy to read, so that you know if there's a warning in your area, you can look at it and say, okay, it's just to my west, or have something so that you can look at it. My Radar is a easy app. Radar Scope's another one. Whatever else, guys.
Yeah, so you've got to be weather aware, and you've got to plan your day accordingly. You know, what most families don't do, it's crazy, because we end up in these, we call them target towns, small town America, where we go and we stay or stage and wait for that storm to develop. And while we're sitting there, so many families come to our table because they know we're the storm warriors, and they say, hey, why are you in our town? Well, they don't even know why we're there, because they haven't paid attention to the forecast.
That's scary.
For that day.
That's scary.
And so the next question we ask them is, so do you know where to go? If there's a tornado on the ground heading to your community, do you have a safe place? Do you know where to go? And the answer more times than not is no. We've never thought about it.
Well, you've on your list here, it says evacuate all manufactured homes because there's a lot of people that are in mobile homes. And they've got to have a backup plan. Like, that's where they live, but where are you going to go if you can't stay there?
Yes, oftentimes the safest place for you to be is not your home. There could be a school or a church nearby that's better for you to go, because those manufactured and mobile homes, EF0 tornadoes can destroy those because of simply high winds can knock over walls. So people die in EF0, EF1 tornadoes because they're in a manufactured home. So we say no, where the safest place to go is, even if it's not your own home.
You know, I've heard the other day, and guys, yeah, I know you know this. I thought if I was on the freeway, to get out and try to crawl underneath an overpass.
Worst place to be.
I know why.
Don't do that.
Think of it like a funnel. It's you know, 100, 150 mile an hour winds or something from a tornado. If it's going through an underpass, it's being funneled under that underpass. It's going to actually increase those winds.
It's going to suck you out.
It's going to suck you out.
As of 3 months ago, this was blind to me. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. I just assumed you get out and go crawl into a space over there and you're safe.
Absolutely. If you can change directions, go safely the other direction, get out of the way, do that. If you can't, find shelter, find a sturdy building. Worst case scenario, get out, get in the ditch and get as low as you can.
But more likely than not, there's going to be a better place of shelter than your car. Absolutely. Or an overpass. We always say never drive into severe weather, because it may just look like rain to you.
That's another.
There could be large damaging hail or even rain-wrapped tornadoes that are not visible. So never drive into that weather.
Rain-wrapped tornadoes. Sounds scary to me.
It's terrifying. Yeah.
The tornadoes that we had here the day after Christmas in the Dallas area, the 9 people who lost their lives were all on the freeway. So if they all drove into it, basically.
Wow. Mm.
It is kind of, it's an eye opener, especially this time of year, right? I mean, this is springtime of now, you know, obviously going into summer officially, but is this the worst part of the year, right?
We used to think that there was a tornado season. So we were just talking about last year, we chased violent storms every month of the year except for October, and the deadliest storms were in December of 2015. Up in Dixie Alley, we call Dixie Alley, and also in Tornado Alley. And so you can't just say, because it's November, we're not going to have severe storms, because there's a season in the spring and there's a season in the fall that we typically, or we used to typically, chase these violent storms. But now it seems, because of the weather patterns, that's all changed. We're always looking every month and every week where the potential storms are going to be.
We always say that for people that live in the South, you know, Tornado Alley, Dixie Alley, it's not a question of if that weather's going to come, it's a question of when.
Yeah.
So all year round, always be aware of what's going on, because you never know. There could be fluke days where severe storms occur and people have no idea. So you need to always be aware of every single day.
And I think, and you know this, I think when the storm passed and the destruction's there, it's much more than just picking up the physical pieces of your house. It's more the emotional pieces of the house. And that's what you guys are a part of as well.
Well, we love the families that that are affected by these storms because we know their story. We've heard their story because of the search and rescue efforts that we've done for so many years in hurricanes and in tornadoes. And so, you know, at that moment where they're home, they've lost everything materially. They may have lost a loved one, may have lost a pet. A lot of these families are hopeless, and they don't know how to go forward. They don't right. even know how to take the next step. And so we want to be there to help encourage them and help them rebuild their lives. What's really interesting is that when you look at a community 3 years, 5 years later, 99% of the homes have been rebuilt. But so many of the families didn't rebuild because of something happened spiritually or otherwise that, you know, that affected them. So we want to come alongside them, bring hope to the community, and help them rebuild, even physically if we can. And we've done that before. We've actually sure. gone back to a community to help rebuild their physical structures.
Here. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We come back. You've got a go bag. I want to know what exactly goes inside this go bag. I know you probably have a go bag, right? It's got it's got your Pilates pants. Your
I've got that kind of go bag. Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. Your Starbucks
There's
gift card.
There's another kind I should probably have that I'm about to hear about.
Yeah, we'll talk about the go bag. We're hanging out with the Storm Warriors once again. The website stormwarriors.tv. Go to it because we're going to talk about this TV pilot you guys have as well. That's I'm real interested in that. 7:45. Give us a few minutes. We'll come right back. You listen 6:20 a.m. KEXP. Your experts in business and Storm Warriors. We'll be right back.
Right there, it's coming down. Whoa! Look at it!
Grab my phone. Grab my phone.
Wow. Some of the most dramatic stuff that the Storm Warriors face every time they go out. Live in the studio, Bill Ford, Corey Ford, and Mike Prendergast here, a part of the Storm Warriors. Now, we talked before the break about kind of a warning system and knowing, having yourself become educated on what's going on, what your surroundings, where's the threat level, where is it at, what should people be looking out for when they go out to work or every day. You brought up probably the best analogy I have heard on any topic about being prepared.
We know that if we live in Tornado Alley or Dixie Alley, we know that storms are coming. That's a fact. It just happens because that's where we live. So as a family, and as, you know, the dad of our family, I would use this analogy for my kids. I'd say, if you woke up this morning and you read the newspaper and it said that within five counties of where you live, there was going to be an active shooter, wouldn't you think about your day differently? Where you're going to travel, what you're going to do, who you're going to be with, all those things may come into your thought process. Now, if the paper said that within three counties of where you live, there's going to be an active shooter, I might not even send my kids to school that day. It's the same thing. It's the same approach we need to take with these violent storms. So when I get up in the morning, I look at the forecast, and it says that there is a moderate risk or an enhanced risk in my area, and I know there's going to be storms. I'm going to think about my day, where I travel, if my kids are going to school, because I want them safe, and I'm going to put them in a safe place. So those decisions that I make as a dad from over my family is going to help protect them. And so we have to think about weather differently. We can't just go into our day and say, oh, I didn't know what happened, because that's what we hear so many times. I didn't know the weather was going to, you know, produce these kind of storms, and I got caught off guard, and therefore so many people got injured and some people died.
Now, Mike, you guys have said earlier, no one should ever die from a tornado.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's there's no reason why anybody should die. And if... where do you put it at? You say, well, only 10 people should die or only one person should. No, nobody should die from a tornado. It's preventable. You know, if you're prepared and know that there's a risk that day and you know where to take steps and you just pay attention to the weather and know that, okay, there's a storm coming and they said there's a risk, I need to take shelter now. And in a safe place, there's no reason why anybody should ever die from a tornado.
All right, Corey, let's talk about this go bag. I know Maddie Lou's got a go bag over here. And do you want to describe what's in your go bag today?
My go bag is my iPad, my computer, a bathing suit.
There you go.
A cover up.
All the necessities.
Well, a Tupac t-shirt, because happy birthday, Tupac, today.
Word up, my homie.
and a bunch of colorful pins to color code my Erin Condren planner.
Okay. Well, as fun as that go back sounds, I don't think it's going to be super useful during severe weather, but
I don't think so either. Yeah.
But you know,
should I be carrying?
Well, the go bag is our second aspect to what we call being a storm warrior. The first aspect was what we talked about earlier with knowing where to go, having that safe place. Make sure your family, your kids, everyone knows where to go in the event of severe weather.
I've got that covered. Yeah. You do have that.
You're halfway there. Yes. So the second aspect is the go bag. The go bag is really important because if you get displaced in severe weather and you don't have anything with you, you're kind of like, well, oops, I messed up, you know?
Right.
So the go bag has things in it like snacks, water, you know, the bare essentials that you would think of.
Master cleanse juice.
Well, that might work.
That might work for like a day.
But other things like a weather radio. So if your power goes out, you have no idea what's happening. If you're in your safe place, there shouldn't be any windows. So you're like, I don't even know if the storm's gone or if there's another one coming. So weather radio is really important. So you can know that one that's rechargeable with the crank or with batteries, whatever. Flashlights. Power goes out, can't see. Flashlights are important.
Good point.
And even cash is important to have in your go bag, maybe in a Ziploc waterproof bag, because sometimes your credit cards won't work. So if you need to go restock on supplies, if your community has been severely affected, cash is super important. And one of the most important things to be in your go bag, this is something people never expect, is a picture of your family. So if your kids were at school, maybe you were at work, your family's in different places, and a storm comes through and it devastates the community and you're in a search and rescue situation, you need to have a picture of your family so you can identify everyone in your household so you can effectively get everyone back together.
Let the record reflect at 7:54. That's the second best thing I've heard ever. That's really some good stuff. Because in the wintertime, you usually put an extra blanket or a jacket or gloves in the trunk. At least I do that in my car. Okay, so you get an ice storm. At least I have extra blankets. Real quick, we got about 2.5 minutes. Let's talk about the TV pilot that you have.
Yeah, we're real excited about this. This really kind of came out of nowhere. We've got some producers and some investors that came to us and said, listen, we want to help change the culture. We want to help tell the story of small town America. And you guys are out there. You guys are doing it. It's exciting to see tornadoes. It's exciting, you know, that you guys as a family and you've brought your close friends into this. That's a great story. But the best story is the stories of small town America. So they're shooting a pilot around what we do. And so they have followed us and they have taken, you know, numerous videos, GoPros, other cameras all around us all the time. And the show
is there. What is there a camera in here, real quickly? I'm looking around.
Yeah, you're actually,
we're good. Are we clear, Mike? Are we good on this?
You just can't see it.
Oh,
great!
You got you that good.
So the show is really to show the rest of the world, you know, what small town America is and the backbone of America, and hear the stories that nobody's telling of these families that are affected by storms, that are affected emotionally, spiritually, and otherwise. So it's going to be very exciting. And the preview of the show is going to be coming out August 25th.
Nice. Okay, and for more information on that, go to stormwarriors.tv. I love what you guys do, and I would imagine I want you guys to hang around into the 8 o'clock hour. I can imagine how a community comes together after a storm, and I think all the racial barriers and everything else goes away. It all becomes a part of, hey, we're all in this together. I think absolutely. That's an important aspect that we can touch on as well. Wow, good stuff there.
Really
go
good
bag.
Stuff. I am all about it, and I need to do that immediately.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, I think about in the wintertime, I do throw blankets and an extra pair of gloves and jackets in my trunk in case you get stranded somewhere, but I never think to prepare for, you know, tornado season.
No.
In storm season, you know, and it's in the picture, your family, my goodness.
Well, that and talking about the credit cards and the cash thing, and I remember in Tuscaloosa right after the storm, all the gas stations were out. And being a typical college kid, I'm waiting till the empty light comes on.
Well, I know with hurricane season.
But you couldn't get gas anywhere.
I did take out cash before Hurricane Ike, before we went off to Austin. So that was the only heads up I think I had in the whole thing. What a great story. And I really appreciate you guys coming in because this is important information that we can all use in our everyday lives. And of course, if you go to the website, you've got a gallery up that's got some videos and some incredible photographs that you guys capture when you're out and about during these storms.
Yeah, it's amazing what we're able to see, what we're able to capture, and it's very, very exciting. And we always say that we're always at the right place at the wrong time, and so we get to see the things and you know, video the things that are getting ready to happen to these communities. So all that's on our website. You can go to it and really kind of follow our story, and it's really an adventure, and we want everybody to come alongside our adventure and be part of it.
Mike, I got to ask you, any local weather guy here that you rely on more than the others?
I'm partial to CBS 11 here. So, yes. Scott Padgett, Jeff Jameson, I think they're fantastic at what they're doing. So,
good guy.
Yeah.
Good dresser, too, by the way. Always has some snazzy suits on. I'm the kind of a fashion guy like that. His forecast, he looks good. No. Good stuff here. Once again, though, the website is stormwarriors.tv. Go to it. Is any clips of the pilot on here? Is there any teaser for the pilot? Or not yet?
No, there's a lot of that we haven't even seen yet. So,
exactly.
So it's coming, though.
It's coming.
About it.
All right. Stick around. We got more right here on 620 AM KEXP, your experts in business.